got a new show for y'all. Yeah, good show. But before we start the show, remember, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Remember to use discount code ChineseVirus. We'll give you 20% off. You know why? Because we good guys. Yeah. Let's start the damn show.
All right, it's this nice lady went viral. You crazy hell. That lady ain't nice. She looks psychotic, actually. She like one of those women that will call the cops on you for just looking at her.
Nah, she's that woman that's going to call the cops on you for not wearing a mask. This is who this lady is.
I've never...
She look like that woman that called the cops on that little black girl for selling bottles of water.
Yeah, she do. But anyway, I've never seen people on the right just have mental breaks like this on social media.
No, this is something only that's attributable to people on the left, man. Only the people on the left, man. I've yet to see a conservative wearing a MAGA hat having a meltdown like this lady. This woman is screaming like she's a third grader, like she wants some more milk and cookies or something. Hey, I want some more graham crackers. I want some Kool-Aid.
That's how you was in kindergarten. Crazy as hell. They had to drag your ass out of there. You was a piece of work in kindergarten. I was the nice twin. But anyway, like I was saying, I've never seen like conservatives have a mental break like this on social media just to prove that point, to prove.
Yeah.
But anyway, so y'all have some context what the hell going on. Check this woman out.
Fine. Listen to me, Republicans. Listen. You are the people in history they warned us about. They warned us about people like you. Pay attention! We're losing our democracy! Wake up! Wake up!
Man, that woman is dangerous.
Losing our democracy. We ain't losing our democracy. You lost your damn mind.
That's what you lost. But you got brain cells and democracy confused. You lost your damn mind, woman.
Look here. Actually, that's how democracies work.
Yeah.
Right? Just because the vote doesn't go your way doesn't mean we're losing our democracy. But that's how pure democracies work. Thank God this is a constitutional republic.
Yeah, we're not a pure democracy.
Yeah, if this wasn't a constitutional republic in this country, women like this, she would have already ruined this damn country.
Yeah, if we didn't have a constitutional republic, the Electoral College... Three major cities would determine our elections. Everybody in these rural country towns, the Midwest, y'all's votes would not matter.
Yeah, Los Angeles, Chicago.
Yeah.
Freaking, what's another liberal shithole? For some reason.
There's a lot of them, man. I lose count every day.
Yeah, New York City. Y'all, this country would be over. Yeah. You see, that's what a democracy is.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, we're a constitutional republic because our founding fathers knew the evils of pure democracies, because pure democracies is nothing but mob rule.
Yeah.
So long as you have enough votes, you can do whatever you want.
Like what they did in Congress, man, to our president. That impeachment hearing, that was a textbook case of pure democracy. They had the votes, so they went ahead and tried to impeach our president.
Yeah, but we're a constitutional republic. We have checks and balances. We have three branches of government. The Democrats, y'all can go ahead and do that in the House,
right?
But we got the Senate.
Yeah.
Senate going to rule on it anyway. It was just a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
It's just to charge up your constituents because they brain dead anyway. Yeah, we impeached them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It was just a waste of time. Y'all was not going to remove this man.
$25 million going down the tubes investigating that president over something that never did happen.
She said, she talking about the history books.
Yeah, what books are you talking about? The Fall and Tragedy of Adolf Hitler?
Written by a white supremacist?
You know, our history books warned us of big government. They warned us about bigotry and white supremacy. That's what they warned us about.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, all of that came from the left.
Yeah, like the Nazi, that was a socialist regime. So I'm confused why you're saying Republicans are bad, and now you're advocating for the Democrats who are socialists. I mean, what the hell's really going on?
You know what's funny, man? This is just a common sense question to all you socialists out there. Y'all want an entity, something that can't breathe, something that can't talk, something you can't have a conversation with, something that can't feel love or hate or be sad or cry. You think that can take care of you? Does that make any sense?
No, the only person going to take care of you
is you. No government can take care of you. Look at every big government regime in this world that's in our history. If they have killed over 100 million people, big government, that's what they want us about, not republics, Republicans.
Hey, yeah, we're a constitutional republic, like I said. Yeah. You know, because the founding fathers knew, you know, a pure democracy doesn't work. That's why they call it a republic. It stands for republicanism.
Right.
Thank God for Republicans.
You take away the Republicans out of our history?
God. I mean, everything evil in this country was on the left, like the KKK. That was Democrats.
Yeah. Didn't know that, did you, dummy? Big government, bigotry. That's what our history books have taught us to be aware of. Yeah, that's why we have Black History Month.
Yeah. That's why socialism has never worked anywhere. But like I said, you're advocating for the Democrats who are now socialists. You know I'm not calling her names, but she reminded me she reminded me of Ursula. Remember her? Man, little mermaid.
Man, you crazy as hell.
Oh, she got.
Yeah, she do resemble her, man.
No, see, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't look like her. Just it. That thought comes to mind. I'm not trying to bully nobody, but you definitely had some Ursula action going.
Hey, but y'all know the main reason why these liberals are having these meltdowns?
Cause we winning.
We been winning, man.
Yeah, the liberals are catching L's like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
And that's coming from a Dallas Cowboy fan. Y'all are taking L's. Y'all suck. Big time.
Hey, man. But the main reason why these, and especially the feminists, the women,
they say. Hey, man, don't pick on women. They're going to say you're misogynist.
They're trying to say Trump trying to take away their rights. Yeah. What rights are this man trying to take away? What rights has this man taken away from women, period? I want to hear just one. But to get back to what I was saying, the main reason why these women, majority of them are feminists, you can totally tell, they fit the profile. The reason why they're having these meltdowns is because what Trump has did since he's been in office. Since this man's been in office, he's did some things that no president has ever done. He's appointed over 300 conservative constitutional judges to our court system. Yeah. He's made two appointments after Amy Coney Barrett gets
It's going to be 6-3.
It's going to be 6-3, man.
Conservatives.
And that's a good thing. Y'all should be happy about that because with these judges, these conservative judges, they're going to interpret the law. If these judges would have been liberal, they would have been just politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't have been judges. They wouldn't have interpreted the law. They would have interpreted the law to fit their own agenda. With these constitutional judges and that, they wouldn't interpret the law, and they would will prevent any radical changes to our government and our country.
Exactly. I'm gonna reiterate what I said earlier. I'm gonna put the nail in the damn coffin. Yeah. So y'all liberals understand this. Our founding fathers understood pure democracies don't work. That's why we got a Republican form of government, three branches of government. Yeah. And now Joe Biden talking about they gonna pack the court.
Yeah.
No, that's what's gonna destroy this government.
Yeah, that's why they want to pack the court, because they want some politicians in there. They don't want judges. They want liberal politicians on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, these liberals, they know they get the House, they get the Senate, and they got the court. Oh, man, this country's in trouble.
Yeah, just imagine if this was a pure democracy.
It would turn.
They would have impeached our president for doing absolutely nothing.
They impeached him for doing what Joe Biden did.
Hey, the House of Representatives actually impeached this man for exactly what Joe Biden did with his kids, man.
That's crazy. But y'all libs, y'all keep taking these L's. We'll be winning.
Yeah.
Trump 2020.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.